First of all, let me start by saying it was so good to get back and see everybody. My husband and I spent the interim traveling around the state meeting with my Senate colleagues in their districts. We had a wonderful time doing that, and then getting to see everybody here was sort of like old home week. So people from both sides of the aisle that I'd spent time with, it was just good to connect and to sort of connect on a new, much more personal level. Now, that stated, we still have strong disagreements on a multitude of issues, but I'm working hard, and I know they will be too, even in this election year, to get our agendas moved forward. Mine starts with a suicide prevention and awareness legislation that almost made it to the finish line last year. With young people ages 10 to 24, suicide is the second leading cause of death. And we have a piece of legislation that allows educators to take a class to learn about the signs and symptoms of suicide in a young person. And we think we can get that bill through the process this year. We're certainly hopeful. Last year, it was not exactly a technicality, but somebody added an amendment with wrong information, which slowed down the process, which brought it to a halt, and it didn't make it through last year. But we had wonderful, wonderful bipartisan support, and it's an important issue to help save lives of our young kids as they go through challenges. I'm filing a bill on equal pay for equal work. We think that that's critical to the success of families, especially where two parents work. They're working hard to make sure they can take care of themselves and their families. When the woman works and she does the same thing that a man does, she should certainly receive the same amount of pay for that. So that's something that we'll be looking carefully at. We're hopeful that there will be some kind of minimum wage bill to increase the minimum wage for people. Right now, if you work 40 hours a week and receive the minimum wage, you are below the federal poverty level. So we want to make sure that when people work hard and work 40 hours a week, they have enough money to take care of themselves and their families. So even raising that minimum wage to $10.10 would make a big difference in the lives of people and their abilities to take care of themselves and their families. I was on the school board back when the current educational foundation formula was put into place. And at that time, what was looked at was what was needed by a school district to provide an adequate education to their kids. And this was the formula that was put in place back then. And we are about $480 million short of funding that foundation formula. So that is an important focus. And I believe that the education of our kids, not only is it important for them to be productive citizens and to get jobs that help pay for themselves and their families, but our future. And when I'm old and I have younger people leading the way and taking charge, I want to make sure that they're educated. So I think it's really important that we emphasize the importance of funding that formula and not breaking the promise we made to our kids many years ago. I also think that the passage of the Missouri Non-Discrimination Act is important. I think we want to make sure that civil rights are in place for everyone, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity or whether they're male or female. So these are important rules. Right now, a person who is gay or lesbian can be fired from their job just for that reason. I think that is unconscionable, and I want to make sure that in the state of Missouri, we don't continue that practice. From our office, we're also working on stopping predatory lending and making those interest rates that people pay when they're in crisis and need to borrow money to make them reasonable and in line with the same rates that we provide for our military families, 36%, which is not a small chunk of change. So at a 36% interest rate, that's pretty significant. A business loaning money can still make a lot of money, but it also doesn't trap families in a cycle of debt. So those are among the priorities. I'm hoping we'll do something on transportation. And, you know, there are a lot of good things that we can do to create economic development in Missouri, but also to make sure that the people that we are here representing are well taken care of and that we have their best interests at heart.